Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo and beyond. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast. If you're a board game nerd like I am, go check that out. And joining me is a wonderful, wonderful man. I would hug him if I could, but we are in different states, of both geographically and in life. It's Ronnie Karam from the Roast Pricks Batch of Roast podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, you sweet little Pete.
Happy Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday, right? Yeah. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, thanks. I'm just over here recovering from the big boat mess we had here at Lake Travis. I don't know if you heard about it.
I did. I saw that amazing photo.
Oh my God, the world is like literally insane right now, okay?
Perfect for Below Deck, right?
Wow, yeah, that's perfect for Below Deck.
Is that lake near you?
Yeah, that's where I live, Lake Travis. Or Lake
oh my
Way.
God.
Lake Way. Oh, I live in Spicewood, but yeah, it's a little town outside of Lake Way.
Did that happen because it was not like a windy day, right? It's just that all the boats started moving at once.
They had a Trump rally, which I can't even believe because this is a pretty liberal place, I thought. I mean, I think. But and they're always complaining here that all these libs move from California and then want to have their laws their way or whatever, you know. So I was shocked to open the news and see the big boat mess because a bunch of people had a Trump boat rally on the lake and there were so many boats that it sunk other boats because it rose the waves so high and yeah. It was just sinking boats out there. So just add that to your 2020, everybody.
I'm glad everyone's safe. I mean, listen, even if you're of a different political persuasion than I am, I don't want you to die. I don't want you to be hurt.
Yeah, of course. We
don't want you to be hurt, okay? I will just accept the hurt that you inflict on my community. But still, I'm just joking. No, I don't want anyone to be hurt. But that being said, that photo of that little boat, because there was this one photo that was on like everyone's article of this one little boat being overwhelmed by waves, and it's just like a lady on there with her Trump flag, yeah. Like, hey, help me.
Yeah, it's beyond like the Trump or politics or anything. It's just that there was a huge boat thing that so many got out there that they were sinking the other boats. I mean, that shit's just crazy. It's like, there's just something new every day. And I saw on Twitter today that an asteroid is going to be passing Earth, or like passing right towards Earth the day before the election or something.
Oh, God.
This fucking year.
You know? Where's Hillary Swank when we need her, you know?
Seriously. I need that jawline to just stop everything. I feel like she has a powerful jawline. She can just say stop and it'll stop.
I feel like she could make a very impassioned speech, and physics will listen, and it will move the asteroids. Yes. She will.
I need Hillary
there.
To make a big speech, not thank Chad, and just stop all of this.
Just say, you know, when you started hurtling towards the asteroid, you didn't realize that you were hurtling towards people with families, people with jobs, people with boats that are sinking, and you're just going to come in here, and I say to you, asteroid, no, you go to the sun, you go where you are wanted, because you also have a family, and your family's in the sun. Go to your family, asteroid, go to your family, do your food, it's Below Deck Day.
Yeah, it's Below Deck Day. Let's have Mary Timelaw come in here and speak to that asteroid.
Oh, hello, Mary Timelaw, I'd just like to say, drugs are bad, okay?
Well, asteroid, I know that you're on a very vibrant path, but we've heard reports from Mars as you passed by that you might have some Valium on you. So I'm sorry, we're gonna have to continue this Earth without you.
All right, so here we are, Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yeah, Below Deck Mediterranean, home of Mary Timelaw, who is nowhere to be seen in Lake Travis. So, this was a great episode. It was full of an awful, awful relationship, just sucking the life out of me. like an asteroid.
Multiples. Listen, I watch like a show to watch maids. Watch a show to get maids get yelled at. Okay, I want to see maids being yelled at. That's what I want on this show. I don't want to see, you know, semi-attractive people like making out all the time and fighting. Okay, that's
yeah.
not why I'm here.
There's a reason why I don't watch The Real World anymore. Okay, I've decided I no longer need to see reality stars and codependent relationships. And then here comes Rob. Here comes Rob. You know, I'm by the way, I'm done with Rob. I am so done with Rob. I don't need Rob. Jessica, if you're still dating Rob, just break up with him right now. Even if you like him, we Auntie Ben and Auntie Ronnie are here. It's over. It's done. Break up. This is our advice.
Rob, how could you say that to me?
Done. So we open the episode with a done. And no music. Everything's very quiet because Jessica is dying on the dick. Malia's like, talk to me. Take a couple of breaths. Did you inject marijuana? Did you inject marijuana into your veins?
Captain Sandy, Jessica's having heart palpitations. I think she just realized that there are no bingo wheels on deck, and she's not going to know what to do with her hands for the next few hours. So, Captain Sandy, what should I do? Tell her to come see me,
all right? Listen, I'm sitting down in the mess in front of a giant bowl of fruit. I've got a little cheese, a knife, and some Ritz crackers, all right? So, listen, Hannah's gone. No one's interrupting my meal, all right? Just have Heart Attack Mac walk down here.
So while Jessica's dying, this is like cross-cut with the O Beach closing party in Ibiza, and Aisha's there, and Michelle Damon is just trying to get her a drink, so she straddled her up on this thing and pouring a shot down her throat, and Aisha's like, oh, she's strong, man, oh.
She's doing anything she can to get some alcohol into me.
This is what my rectum must feel like when I stick my finger up my bum.
Yeah, Michelle is basically sexually harassing Aisha hardcore over on this island. And then Tom, back on the boat, is like, what's wrong with Jess? Did someone do something awful to her, like toss potatoes in the bin?
That would be terrible.
Jess, look at me. How many potatoes am I holding up? If the answer is zero, you'd be correct, because they're all in the bin. They're all in the bin.
I might know why Jess is having a heart attack. Someone probably called her sous vide lobster undercooked. Is that it?
Jess, tell me something. Is your heart racing because you had to witness something being poached and then fried? Because it is the most ridiculous thing that we've ever seen in the world of the culinary arts, and I can't believe it, and I would have a heart attack three times over if I had to witness it again.
So Bugs is like, well, she got off the jet ski, now she's not feeling well, or something.
Like, wow, yeah. Thanks for the support, Bugs. So then back with Rob and Malia, he's like,
well, it's clear that I said something that made her anxious. Mm.
Yeah, maybe it was when you said you were still texting with your ex after already having a history of being a little like not upfront about your relationship with her. So yeah, maybe you did say something that made her anxious. I don't know. Maybe it's because you were exting. So they basically like take a warm shower. So Jess goes in to take her warm shower to fix her heart, and then she goes over to Sandy, and she's basically like, yeah, my heart was beating so fast it freaked me out. Luckily, I do have history of being a nurse. Well, I played a nurse in a school play of a school I wasn't even part of. Just one of the weird jobs I did.
And I quit. Quit that one. Quit. Well, good. I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad you made it down here. I would have gotten up, but I'm very close to $1,000 grand bar. It's right there at the end of the table. Could you just go ahead and flick that over to me? That would be great. Let's take your blood pressure. Come on. I take my blood pressure every day. Okay, now it's 155 over 42. I'm going to text my friend who's a cardiologist. All right, give me a sec.
I mean, one of the reasons why I take my blood pressure every day is it's kind of like it's like a little hug for your bicep, you know? Didn't that feel nice on you, Jess? Huh? It's nice. Every body part should have a hug.
I'm very serious about medical attention and maritime law. So if someone is having a heart attack, I'm going to text a friend about it. Okay.
That's right. Unfortunately, with maritime law, no drugs are allowed. So if you're having a heart attack, we could maybe do CPR, and that's about it. And then the rest is up to you.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give your heart a piece of advice that I never give. Heart, do not take a nap. Okay? That would be bad. Okay? We want anti-naps for hearts on this boat.
I had heart palpitations, and the end result was that I had a heart attack. I was in cycling class. We were listening to some Susie Q. She was singing one of her great songs, Two of Hearts. And I said, you know what? Two of Hearts. How about Five of Hearts? Because my heart was swelling so big. And then, boop, I just fell over. Feet still stuck in that bicycle. And everyone came over and saved me. But you know what? If you're ever going to have a heart attack, it's a great, great musician to have a heart attack to. Stacey Q.
No, heart palpitations turned into a heart attack. And just a few minutes ago, I had fruit. And suddenly, it turned into a Kit Kat. Now, are those things related? I don't know. But as a captain, I'm going to stay on this. Now, let me wait for my friend to text me back, all right?
The late Natalie Cole had a wonderful song that addressed this issue. It was called Jumpstart My Heart, which is exactly what they had to do with the cycling class. Thank God that song was playing, so it gave them a clear instruction on how to save me.
Oh, I got a message from my friend who says it's not that bad. And Jess is like, well, heart disease runs in my family. She's like, me too. My parents both died of heart attacks, which is so sad.
Yeah.
And she talks about how she was in spin class, you know, and her heart never stopped beating. And then her arm went numb. It went none. Her arm became a nun. It was crazy. she had a disease called spontaneous coronary dissection. Mm. So it's crazy. And 1 in 3 women die of a heart attack or stroke. I had no idea.
I have been, I have now been like totally self-monitoring my heart ever since this episode. I'm such a hypochondriac. I'm like, am I having heart palpitations? I can't tell what's a heart palpitation and what's just Ben. You know, well, I'm like, am I safe? Am I okay? Am I about to die? I don't know.
I think sometimes we need to just like stop and really learn things from these shows. And what I'm taking from all of this is that spin class is bad. So told you so. There.
So basically, Jessica is like, well, this relationship is taking a physical toll on me because my biggest fear is to be vulnerable and to fall in love, and then it falls to shit. So biggest fear. Also, platypuses. Very scary. Very, very scary.
Terrifying. Terrifying creatures.
Is it a duck? Is it not a duck? What is it?
So back at the party, Michelle's like, I want feathers and I want to dance. I fucking own this Ibiza. I'm just going to... You know what? I want to just sit on your mouth. And Johnny's like, oh, yeah. So she opens her legs and then he puts his head in there and he's like, baby, pee on me, baby. Oh, yeah. And then sniffs his, oh.
It was really charming.
Those two are trash. Okay.
So
trash.
Yeah. Trash. Who told you about Ibiza, you bitch? So on the boat, Bugsy is,
time to get started with some decorations for dinner tonight.
So she's doing that, and Malia and Tom are kissing in the cabin, and Sandy's gonna be joining for dinner. And then Aisha calls up on the radio, and she's like, hey, girlfriend, everyone here wants to come back now, so we're coming back.
And then Malia's like, all right, and then bumps her head on the bunk. And Bugsy is making Alex wear gold suspenders. You have to go
fetch them dressed like this. Tom, can you tell me what's on the menu? If you say thunder, I would totally get it because I'm here.
He's like, all right, well, tonight we're going to be having a beef fillet, and we're going to have a martini glass filled with coffee jelly and tiramisu and some creme anglaise, and I would have included a side of potatoes, but as we all know, someone in this room threw them in the bin, so...
She's like, amazing! Am I joking? And he's like, I'm not finished yet. She's like, all right, finish. She's like, espresso martini creme anglaise. Amazing!
We'll also have something that my mother loved. It's going to be a salad with arugula, or as we call it, rocket, and pear, and the tears of my dreams that have failed her miserably. I'm sorry, Mother. I'm trying my best. I can't do it. It's ridiculous on this yacht, Mother.
So the tender returns, and Jess is crawling out of bed like, oh, my God, I almost died today. And Johnny's like, everything good? Everything great over here? Just sniffed a vagina. And it's just like, you know, well, we want to see Johnny. Those incredible balls. Show me your incredible balls, Johnny.
So Alex starts like tossing baseballs, and Johnny just can't hit any of them. He is just swinging and missing, and he hits like one that basically, you know, tumbles into the water and everything. Yeah.
You just got traded, bro.
Yeah, bro. You just got traded. It was great. I'm sure there was someone out there who enjoyed it. So then now it's time to get dressed for dinner, and Malia's going to be a sous chef for Tom again. And Michelle comes up to the table, and she sees the tablescape. She's like, this tablescape is out of this world. I'm going to stand on top of it and pee all over it. All right, Johnny, get ready. Get ready.
And then Alex is just crowding Bugsy as she finishes up the table, going, yeah, yeah, that looks great. That looks great. You're doing so good, Bugsy. You're amazing. You're an amazing creature the way you do that table, Bugsy. Yeah.
So they all sit down, and Johnny Damon is wasted, like, wasted. And he tries to do a toast. He goes, saloon. Like, I think you meant salute, but
yeah. He's like, poquito, like, mas grande, pelande, squirrel rabbit.
So Bugsy brings up these plates of roast beef fillet, and Johnny is like, so wasted. He just looks at it, and he's like,
And Bugsy's just like, well, well done. He's like, yeah. And the captain's sitting there just looking at him like, oh, geez. So Bugsy takes it back down, and the captain's like, oh, do you want it this well done, like mine? Do you like it like this? Do you want me to pass it to you? And he's like, I don't know. So Bugsy takes it down and got to hand it to Tom. He's already got a new one ready. He's like, yeah, wow. Here's for the complainer.
You know, in the galley, you can do everything right, and they don't like it. And you're investing so much of yourself into those ditches, and that's what hurts. That's what hurts the most. That's what hurts when they don't appreciate what you do. They don't appreciate at all, mother.
So Johnny's like, this one's perfect, I guess. And it's just so delicious. And Michelle goes, wow, and it's hot. It's hot, honey.
He just starts groping her boob.
Whatever happened to class? Class. So Bugsy goes to Tom and is like, they loved it. They've been raving about it. Johnny gave it 3 beef squeezed.
So no one said it was cold, right? It was all perfectly temperature, right? Perfect. Everything was perfect, right? Everything was perfect. This wasn't a huge mistake. After all, I did it right. I did it right. It was perfect.
So upstairs, Captain's like, you know what I like? Egg white bites. And one of the guys is like, from Starbucks? Those egg white bites? It's like, yeah. And I looked up the recipe because I liked them so much. But you couldn't eat them. You couldn't make them the same, right? Do you know why you can't replicate that? They're made with the eggs of unfertilized Komodos. And they're like, ah!
He's like, that Komodo bit always kills.
And Johnny says something like, you're eating them with waffles.
What? Yeah, they do sex trafficking with those Komodo dragons, so you gotta be careful. So everyone gets into bed, and Jess and Rob have pillow talk, which goes something like this. I'm just worried about how much this is so much is changing in the past few days. And he goes, I'm sorry for today.
Ignore that.
Are you texting her right now?
Is that your ex, or is that the drug kingpin you're running drugs for right now, or is it both?
So Aisha and Bugs are in the kitchen drying glasses, and Aisha's like, thank you, shit stain.
Excuse me, did you say shit stain?
That means I love you.
I had like an immediate like Vietnam flashback, because back in 2002, I was the assistant to a like very powerful producer who would fly off the handle, and he would scream at me like 12 hours a day. I just get screamed at. And one day in the morning, he called up. I was asking for this. He was like driving into work, and he was asking for this or that, whatever. And at that time, like my friends and I would always be like, hey, what's going on, jerk? What's up, jerk? What up, jerk? And so he was like, okay, I want this. I need this script on my desk. I need my coffee. I'm going to need to call with this producer or that producer. Is that you got that all? And I was like, sure do, jerk. And then I was like, and he goes, what did you call me? And I was like, jerk. It's a thing that people say. It's like a slang, which is a lie. It was only between my friends, but I had to like fix it. I was like, it's just something that, you know, people say to friends, you know, like, hey, jerk, what's up, jerk? He goes, I'm not your friend. I was like, okay, sir. I was terrified.
Well, Bugsy is acting like him. She's like,
shit stain is not a term of endearment. If you need a term of endearment, look at my barrettes. Love, laughter, sir.
She's like, well, it's just my words of affection. Bugsy's like, wow, thanks.
I've taken myself back to 2002, and I'm still trying to claw myself out of that space.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, Pineapple Street Studios has a new show.
It's called Back Issue, and you're not going to want to miss this.
It's hosted by Tracy Clayton, who you know as the host of Another Round and Strong Black Legends, and by Pineapple Street Studios producer Josh Gwynn.
On each episode, they revisit unforgettable moments in pop culture that we all think we remember to learn what these moments can teach us about where we are now.
Like Tyra Banks and all the craziness we let her get away with on America's Next Top Model.
Or how in Living Color, a show once on the cutting edge of black comedy, has touched your life, whether you watched it or not.
Or maybe we can just reminisce about heydays of girl groups in the late 90s, like SWV, you know? Where did they go? Seriously, where are they?
Pop culture is political, but it's also fun. Do you remember fun?
I do. Now more than ever, it is so important to find joy in your life. Being joyful in tough times is an act of revolution.
Back Issue is a Pineapple Street Studios original.
Available now everywhere free podcasts are sold.
Shipt is delivery done differently. Their expert shoppers pick up fresh groceries, household essentials, and even pet supplies from local stores you love. And I can tell you, I can speak from firsthand experience because I've been using them during this pandemic.
Yeah, you can get everything delivered to your door in as soon as 1 hour, so you can save time for the good stuff like bread baking or blanket fort making, a family game night.
Yeah, your shopper will keep you updated with texts from the aisles and can pick in-season produce like a total pro.
Thoughtful shoppers, unbelievable fresh produce, and peace of mind. That's the difference Shipt makes.
Now, Ronnie, I don't know what it's been like for you over in your neck of the woods, but I have not gone to a grocery store since March. I'm like really careful. I'm not, you know, I take this whole situation that's going on in the world very seriously. And Shipt has been one of the things that's been allowing me to get my groceries and still cook all the stuff that I love to cook without making any sacrifices.
Heck yes. Try same day delivery for yourself at shipt.com/crappens today. That's shipt.com/crappens.
So, hey, it's 1 a.m. and the guests are dancing, okay? Dancing, and they're up late, and Aisha's cleaning, and it's 2 a.m. and they're dancing. And Michelle Damon is finessing Aisha's butt. Yeah, she's like, Aisha has to like pick something up, and so she bends over, and Michelle's like, hey there, pretty lady, look at that thing, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you bend over, I can't help but sexually arouse you, all right?
And Aisha's like, you guys are so fun.
A bunch of shit stains, that's what you are.
And then Johnny's peeing off the side of the boat and smiling right in the camera.
Trash.
So then he goes down, he's carrying Michelle down. He's like, I'm going to beat your ass. You know, we need to not have more babies.
He really is a caveman. I mean, he really, 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 like, he not only looks like one, he talks like a kid. He is basically a caveman.
Yeah. So final day of charter. Early morning, everybody's got a pack. Clean, clean, clean. Pack, pack, pack. Rob is still sleeping. Dun, dun, yes. Dun. Babe, aren't you supposed to be up at 7 at 7:30?
He's like, oh dear, let me rush. Here I go. Going to a button, button, button.
So he goes out, and Alex had to stay up, and Rob's like, this is not okay. And that transfers to someone else's lack of rest. What is my relationship doing to this boat?
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it needed to get to its bed, because it was a little underrested, because the chicken that was on before him forgot to relieve him of his duties.
But only because that chicken was very upset because another chicken that chicken had dated was texting that chicken. And what was he supposed to do? Leave a chicken crying? No.
Sometimes a chicken just needs to be present, and that's all that chicken wants of his chicken lover. Just to be present. And is that so hard to ask?
So then he's making out with Jess again at the table. On the deck. Emilia comes over and she's like, morning. He's like,
see? It is morning.
Do you mind if I get some coffee? I'm worn out from all the chores I haven't done yet.
So she sends him to get coffee, but then she looks and he's done nothing. She's like, the deck looks like shit, okay? Head to platform. Seriously, what the hell? What are you doing? I don't want to come out here and see you in just kissing on the aft deck when things aren't done, okay? This boat looks like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, Malia is like, yeah, he is lost in his romance with Jess. And, you know, and so now he's just being terrible. So then we see Jess upstairs doing a tablescape, which I think I wrote down because I thought, like, I thought it was going to lead to something, because last episode, Bugs is like,
you're going to do the breakfast tablescapes, and I want the biggest compliment to come from you for your breakfast tablescapes. You can do it, little Jessica. You can do it.
So I thought that's what this was leading to, especially because they also put that in the previouslys. So I was like, here it is. Jess's big moment. She's going to do a tablescape and they're going to love it and they're going to mention it. But it's like, nope, she just did a tablescape.
Yeah, it's like,
very pretty tablescape, Jess.
It's like, thanks. Yeah. I'm going to go iron now, okay? So Bugs follows her down. She's like,
well, I have to say the laundry looks great, Jess.
And then she tells us,
the more you invest in someone, the better they're going to do. I'm so glad that I have taken the time to teach Jess how to put forks on a table.
Yeah. So then Bugsy goes up to Captain Sandy. I was like,
How's your laundry been this charter?
And she's like, oh, it's great. There's so much of it. Everything's hanging there. Oh, you did such a good job, Bugsy.
I know. I invested in myself so I could invest into Jess.
So Malia and Rob are talking, and Malia's like, let's prep these anchors, okay? Come on. Now, which color are you supposed to do? Which color are you supposed to turn? And he's like,
red.
Green.
I think you're just tricking me, and it's really red.
No, it's green. It's the green one.
All right, red green.
Red is the color of embarrassment, which is how I felt this morning, and now I feel that you're sort of dismissing my emotions.
There's a lot going on with Jess and I, and now it's affecting my work. My head. What can I do? Do I listen to my head? Do I listen to my heart? My heart is green. My head is red. I'm going with my head.
No, green!
Sorry.
I am feeling rather blue, though, so that throws a little bit of a spanner into the works, doesn't it?
So Bugsy is still with the captain. She's like,
she's done a great laundry this charter, hey, Captain. Oh, she's doing so great.
She's like, all right, just bring Jess to the bridge. Jess, bridge. Jess, I see you out there on the diving board. That is the diving board. Okay, come to the bridge. You can do it right behind you. Okay, right behind you. And okay, come take a selfie in the place with the big steering wheel. Just like you called.
I see all my clothes hanging in my closet. I just want to say thank you. Bug says you're killing it, and you were never allowed the time to actually do your job effectively. So thank you for doing your job, which is like doing your food, but in your case, it's doing your laundry. Thank you.
Do your laundry. So Jess is like, wow, a compliment from Bugsy and from Sandy. Am I dead?
I would feel bad if that's like her, if like that's her heaven. Like if you die and your heaven is like, hey, good job on the laundry. It's like, really? This is what I have to look forward to for the rest of my afterlife?
Good job on getting my undies white. Those tidy whities have never looked better.
Thank you, Jesus.
So everyone's waking up. Michelle put her thumb in Johnny's bunghole last night or something. And then they've got 1 hour till disembarkation. So now we see Rob and Jess. Rob's like,
where's your head?
She's like, what are you talking about? It's on my neck, dummy.
No. I just don't want to think so much. And I'm thinking way too much, which is amazing considering how vapid I am.
She's like, well, I won't ask things, and then if I don't ask, fine. I'm not going to ask anything, and you don't have to think about things. And then, but when I don't ask, just like, don't think I don't see you, because I'm just not asking, so you don't have to think.
He's mad because she had a facial expression.
Yeah. He just needs so much reassurance at all moments.
So then, crew, proceed to the marina. We're getting rid of the bunghole toucher and his trash wife, all right? Get down there, everybody.
All right, time to dock. This should be pretty smooth. We're going to dock, everyone. All right, so dock, dock, dock. And Rob, all Rob has to do is what he's done all season long, which is throw a rope to a guy on a dock. So he, like, throws the rope. He basically throws the rope the way Johnny Damon was hitting the balls, okay? Just, it, like, flops into the water. And he's like, oh, I missed. Rope. Where's your head at, rope? Why did you fall in the water? It's like, hurry up, Rob, hurry up!
All right, I shall try it again. Flop. Rope, you are getting me into my head, and I don't appreciate it.
Rope, I just want you to be present. Be here, Rope. I don't want to talk about the past, Rope.
Hurry up, Rob!
All right, let me try again. Plop.
I suppose we should talk about my ex, shouldn't we, Rope?
Quickly!
So that's the big drama, basically, of this episode, is that Rope. And, lock it off, lock it off! And Malia is just like, oh my god, this guy is killing me.
And so Malia goes over to Bugsy, and she's like, we had to do the heaving line 3 times, okay? We go up, insta-piss, up, insta-piss, up, insta-piss. And Bugsy's just like rubbing her temples like, I don't know what any of this means, but I'll rub my temples because it seems like it's stressful. Oh!
And then Rob's right behind her, and he's like, well, everyone's allowed to make a mistake. It's a bit rude.
Not a mistake that could potentially imperil the boat, okay? You dumb-dumb. Because what I gathered from it was that, like, you have a small window to get that rope to the dock, because otherwise the boat's going to drift into another boat, right? So he's like, everyone's allowed to make a mistake. I'm like, okay, well then fine. You pay that $20 million.
Yeah. And then Malia tells Alex, whichever side you're going to be on is the critical side, because I cannot fuck around anymore. And he's like, all right. So then Johnny tells them all bye. Johnny's like, incredible job, everybody. And Michelle's like, food was amazing. Service was amazing. Vagina sniffing, amazing. Listen, last charter was good, but this time was way better.
Yeah.
And Aisha goes, oh.
So time to get cleaning. So doing some cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. And Malia pulls Rob aside and she's like, the stern when we come in is super critical. The heaving line, if you throw it and we don't make it to the dock once, that's a mistake. You made that mistake 3 times. And no, I don't want to hear about your ex. I can already see you're about to ask me that.
But what about my ex?
No, I don't want to hear that.
If a text says delivered but not read, has it been read or just delivered? That's my question.
Like, God knock, damn it, Rob!
And he's knock, like, well, knock. I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm not showing up on deck. I'm in the mental state of trying to show up for the boat and trying to show up for Jess. And that's not really fair. I need to compartmentalize better. I was like, well, there you go. You've just given yourself a reason to cheat.
Yep, exactly.
There it is.
How about this? Focus on the boat first, because that's the thing that everyone is on, that if it breaks, you all die. How about that?
Yeah.
Focus on that one first.
So then Aisha and Jess are making a bed, and Jess is like, so how long have you been in yachting? It's like, oh no. Did I say Aisha and Jess? I think I did.
Anyway, yeah, Aisha and Jess, like, are doing that because they're talking about...
Yeah, so Jess is like, how long have you been in yachting? And Aisha's like, 5 years. And how was your last relationship on the boat? And Aisha's like, well, I mean, kind of the same as you. Then right when we left, he went back to his ex-girlfriend.
I'm sure that won't happen to you, though. I mean, we were sort of in the same situation, except the guy that I was with, everyone just really loved, and he was fun, and he was sociable, and your guy is just sort of like... a tree.
And she's like, well, were you on I Love You yet? And Aisha starts cracking up and she's like, are you serious? And then she's cuts to Jess telling us, that's probably why you don't have a boyfriend.
No. No. Aisha's like, we were only on there for 6 weeks. It's a little ridiculous. Yeah, I think the reason why Jess is like kind of catty to Aisha for the rest of the episode is because Aisha basically shaded her about this at this moment, like unintentionally.
Yeah.
That's probably why I don't have a boyfriend. No, she actually had a boyfriend on the yacht and he fully
kind of cheated on her, etc. Aisha just has been down this path before and is like, I'm not falling for that stupidity.
Yeah, Aisha's like, is this your first proper relationship on a boat? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, oh, that's probably why. So then, main salon, tip meeting. Well done, everyone. Aisha, having you on board has been a breath of fresh air. Jessica, you're getting better. So thank you. Got all my clothes. Tom, I'm blown away. To the potatoes. Sorry that you died an early death and were not appreciated. We're raising a flag for you tonight. So cheers to all of you. And again, remember, it's the end of the season. You count your money. You don't worry about the shitty tip that Johnny got after his wife sexually harassed all of you this entire trip. Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Tom looked terrified, by the way. He has this like look where he's... When he doesn't want to smile, but he feels like he should be smiling, he has this weird frown smile that he does where he's like, oh no, is mother going to yell at me? Is mother going to yell at me? It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault about the potatoes. It wasn't my fault, mother. It wasn't my fault. Aisha, that's it. Aisha's like, oh, what a letdown. That's so bummer.
So cleaning laundry. So in the mess, Aisha, Rob, and Jess are sitting around eating. And Aisha's like, all right, if you fell in love with someone, I mean absolutely, deeply, madly in love, and then you found out they had a micro penis, would you still stay with them?
Yeah, and Jess is like, yeah, I still love him. That's at your expense, Rob, get it?
Let me just adjust my Pantone color wheel here. This has made me feel purple right now. I'm a little bit embarrassed and a little bit sad. I'm red and blue.
Now I'm purple. And Alex is like, what's the equivalent of a micro penis for girls?
Oh, a really wide vagina.
So I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't even know what a vagina is. So then Aisha and Rob start joking about like being virgins, like, we don't know, we're virgins. Oh, so they're joking, and Rob, this is Rob's jokey banter.
What's your main export in New Zealand? Sarcasm.
And she's like, sheep, I think. Sheep, dairy, milk, you know, anything to do with sheep.
Hobbits, Peter Jackson.
So meanwhile, Alex is asking Jess if she wants to go to one of those stores and take a walk. And she's like, definitely. And Aisha's still going on about dairy. And she
really is.
And Rob's like, geez, you sure got a lot. And she's cracking up.
Anything to do with farms.
So Jess is like, do you really want to go shopping, Rob?
And he's like, well, if you see a shirt, she's like, do you want me to bring it to you or do you just want to come? And he goes, well, you guys were having your own conversation, so I wasn't sure if I was invited. Shut the fuck up, Rob. Enough of that. That's so passive aggressive. And I'm getting so mad right now because the rest of the episode, he pins it on her for being passive aggressive when he fucking starts it right here.
Yeah, it's really hard to take sides in a couple like this because they're both just annoying me with this. Awful.
Yeah.
It's like one of them started it, but then they both do it the whole time, so whatever.
Yeah.
I agree, though, that he does keep, like, he keeps taunting her. Yeah, he starts, and then she just takes the bait every single time.
She does, because he's like, well, you were having your own conversation. I didn't know if I was invited. And so she's like, well, you were too, so I didn't want to interrupt, huh? And then Alex like, whoa, fucking jealousy, am I right, bro? Fucking jealousy, ah!
Yeah, and then she's the one who's jealous. He started it.
Yeah. Exactly. And she's like, why am I being jealous? Because they were in the middle of a conversation. But like, Alex is like a little obnoxious to her, even though they're friends. When like last time he's like, you know, I saw his side too. Remember he like took up for Rob and he's like, you got to calm down. Like they're both kind of gaslighty to her.
Gaslighting.
Stop triggering me. I mean, I do see that, but I think that it's because Alex and her are friends, and he's probably dealt with her and relationships a lot.
That's true.
So he's like, oh my God, please no, not another thing where you're like whining and crying the whole time over some guy.
Yeah. But either way, he should not have said jealous much because that was out of line.
Okay. So Jess is like, she goes to Rob while he's toweling a cabinet. And she's like, you want to talk? And she's like, oh, I have nothing to say in this conversation. Like, what the hell? How is that even a fight?
Yeah. Like, are you really fighting about this when you started the passive aggression? So then she, like, does this thing where she does, like, a pauses there and then slowly walks away, like, all right, I'm mad. I'm going to express it by my slow gait here I go. And then, of course, they meet up again outside. And then Jess is like, are we looking for things to get upset about? Yes. Yes, you are. You got it. Congratulations.
Yeah. And he goes, he's like, I was in a conversation.
Oh, yeah. She goes, well, I'm so sorry that you were so involved in that conversation. He goes,
do you feel threatened or something?
No, stop this. And you know, Jess is falling into it, too. Rob is the first one who did the you guys were in an your own conversation. I wasn't sure if I was invited. Rob was the first one who started this. Why is Jess getting blamed for just, you know, coming back at it?
I know, but they're both the same. Because she's like, well, I'm sorry you were so deep in that conversation. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, you guys. Find better fights. You're boring me, okay? You're boring me. And you're even boring me more than Malia and Tom. And we get a cut. It's like, which couple is boring you the most right now? Then we cut to Malia and Tom in bed. And she's going, you're a stinker. No, you're a stinker. No, you're wretched. No, you're wretched.
You're a wretched little thing, aren't you? Wretched, wretched, wretched.
The most English fight ever.
It was so British. It was so British. It was great. So so Rob and Jess are still fighting, and Rob's like,
I mean, what the fuck is this? There's more here. There's more here around us, you know? I was in a very surface conversation and having a fun conversation where I was detaching from everything else that was happening today. Do you know how difficult it is to be on green when you're feeling red? That is hard.
And then we see Bugs and Al checking out shops so Bugsy can find a very romantic sun visor of the week or whatever they're doing. And then Aisha calls her brother and she's like, oh, hi, Jerry. Well, they're mostly American and they're also lovely, but they're just not the kind of people I'm used to hanging out with. The crew last year we had banter, but this crew so far it's harder to banter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's her whole issue. I mean, she's only been there for like 2 days, but I mean, admittedly, last year's crew was a much more fun crew. Like, they were just like silly. They were also a terrible crew, by the way. They like did not do their job and they got wasted and they were like drinking beers and smoking cigarettes. So then we go, oh, guess what? Jess and Rob are still fighting. So now they've both taken a shower and Rob is like,
can we try to get better at communicating so that this doesn't happen again?
She's like, yeah, whatever. So they apologize to each other and like the plan is that they're just going to communicate better and just stay present, yada yada yada.
Yeah. And then Malia and Tom are watching sunset and she's like, did you have a good charter? And he's like, well, I do believe they get easier. I've learned that the more you prep, the more you have ready, and then the standard of food goes up.
The last boat I worked on was Rocinante, and we had three chefs. Those were the great days, the Rocinante days. I had three chefs doing three things of work. Let me tell you something, if you ever needed a potato, there were always three, because we had three chefs worth of potatoes there. Ah, yes, but now that I'm a sole chef, things are three times harder. Exactly, that's it, Mother. Three times harder. That's why I feel this way. Three times harder.
I just kept thinking, you do not have the stones to work on the Rocinante, because the Rocinante ship is from The Expanse, which I watched, the sci-fi show I watch, and that is a rough and tumble ship, sir.
Rocinante,
you better stop crying about potatoes.
The Rocinante.
Yeah.
I looked up Rocinante, and it's a horse. Rocinante is Don Quixote. No, it's also The Expanse. So Rocinante is Don Quixote's horse in the two-part 1900s. Okay. That's fine.
And it's also a sailing vessel. It's also a sailing yacht. I looked it up too because I was like, I need to see this boat. It's spelled a different way. It's a sailing yacht that's rented out like this. But it's spelled the other way. It's also a luxury 38-meter boat or something. I don't know. I'm sure everybody's dying to know what it really is. But to me, it's just a big spaceship. Okay? That doesn't like crying about potatoes.
Rosa Dante! So, hey, let's get dressed up. So everyone's getting dressed up to go out in Ibiza, and Bugsy says the thing that's, like, really my nightmare.
Look what I've got! Glitter!
Yeah, so Bugsy's gonna glue gun, you know, beads to everybody's face or some shit. And,
I was just gonna say that, like, Bugsy like does like a nice like a little beading thing on everyone's brows, and then when he gets to Alex, his entire face is glitter again, and blue smudges. I was like, what happened with Alex?
So they get to dinner, and she's like, guys, who would like red and who would like white? Are you drinking, Alex? You're drinking when I say you're drinking, because I'm the boss. And he's like, yes. Ooh.
And Tom's like, oh, very nice menu, very nice menu. It looks like they have an ample supply of potatoes that were not thrown in the bin. Still mad about that, Bugsy. Still mad. Still mad.
So then a mime comes to the table with a crystal ball thing that he does, like, labyrinth style.
Yeah. It was like, I was like, are you the Goblin King?
Yeah. And what else?
I believe in the babe. The babe with the power. What power? The power of voodoo. Voodoo, voodoo, you do. Ow!
Bugsy is very much like a creature you'd find in Labyrinth, if you think about it. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I'm trying to get to the Goblin City.
Oh, well, if you want to get to the Goblin City, you have to do your laundry. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll sit with you.
You'll need the barrette key to get into the city.
Oh, who needs a Goblin King when you could have a tablescape? Here, do this table.
And then she starts doing a tablescape, and then, like, 4 of the hours pass by, and she's like, no, I have to get to Toby.
And then you come back to reality, and Alex is just going, my favorite roll is a dragon roll. So then Jess is like, hey, Alex, remember when we were working in Ryba? Do you remember me saying that there was some snotty South African? And do you remember that? He's like, I don't know. When did you leave Ryba, Rob? When did you leave? And he's like, I left a week before I came here. She goes, oh, my God. So you were there. So were you with another South African?
Yeah. He's like, yes, a gay guy called Leonis.
She's like, that's it, that's it, that's crazy, that's crazy. And she's like, do you remember, Rob? You remember? He goes,
I do not, but we're here now. So
she's like, I know, babe, I know we're here now. I'm sorry for trying to piece that together and having a fun time with the name game. At the same time, you can't ignore the fact that I had a full conversation about you before I even knew you.
He's like, well, you can't expect me to remember everything. I'm not an elephant. Get it?
She's like, oh my God, well, that makes me overthink. And he's like, don't develop that habit, please. Then just, you know, like, don't tell me, like, then don't tell me we've been there. Like, can you respect that? He's like,
I do respect.
Stop arguing with me.
Stop getting defensive. I'm not getting defensive. You are. Next time you get defensive, I'm going to say you're defensive.
You know what? Shut the fuck up, Rob, because you also ruined the situation. It was a fun time. I mean, I couldn't tell if she was being passive-aggressive in this conversation because there was a lot of things happening between the dragon roll and Raya Betch, whatever that boat was called. And so, but it's like, it is annoying. Like, if you're all having fun and then someone says, be prepped, but I'm here right now. It's like, oh, you're like a banter killer. Like, you just killed the fun of the conversation and you almost, like, shamed her in a way. You were sort of implying that she's, like, living in the past. So, like, she had a right to be like, what the fuck? And then you're going to
You're at dinner. Stop fucking fighting. It's the most annoying thing that couples do.
I know, but I'm just saying that I think that so far, I think that, like, Rob has started the awfulness. And she can't help herself. And Rob keeps doing it.
They're both obnoxious. So it's just like, I feel like a lot has happened before I've come. It's hard to penetrate myself into it, so to speak.
It's like trying to stick your finger up your bum, but you're wearing underwear at the same time, and you can try to push that underwear up in there too, but it can only go so far. Ooh.
So they all get into vans, and Bugs gets stuck with Jess. She's like, what's wrong, Jess? She's like, oh, I'm okay. So in the other van, Tom and Malia are talking to Aisha and Alex, and Malia's like, well, I don't know if those two are the best match. And Tom's like, terrible. They're terrible together. Terrible. I mean, she likes the fact that he's a model, and that's it.
I mean, kind of true. And Malia's like, yeah, I mean, Rob is a spiritual person, and Jess, well, let's put it this way. The background of her phone is herself, you know? And Tom's like, and Rob's is probably spring flowers or something like that. Ooh, shit, I'm wretched, aren't I? I'm so wretched.
Yeah, and he says she's a shallow motherfucker. I'm like, okay. Notice that Malia's not dating a deckhand. Okay, sir. She's dating a chef. So what? She wants to date some model. It's not like he's dating a librarian.
Mm-hmm. So,
or a rocket scientist. I don't know. I had trouble coming up with real jobs for a second.
Guys, I have a treat for you. Everybody's going to come have a little bit of face paint, okay? Ooh, big treats.
So now they're at the club, and Jess, of course, is just like pouting in a bank hat, of course. And Rob is like, now that Jess is pouting, he is going to overcompensate and show that he is like life of the party, because he's just here. He's here in the moment. So he does some bar trick where he sticks a Red Bull to his palm and is able to pour. And Aisha's like, my God, how did you do that?
Well, you have to push the can hard into your hand. Do you want to try it? I don't want to push hard. Do you feel the suction? You have to do it yourself. Do you feel the suction? Do you feel it?
And Jess is like, I don't want to watch him flirt with Aisha. Like, what the fuck?
So then Alex is wasted, which of course means he's gonna tell Bugsy how he feels. So he's like, I'm fucking into you, all right? I'm nervous. And you're the last person I think of at night and the first thing I think of in the morning. Oh, jeez, with that.
It's fucking weird. I mean, you're fucking different. I'm into it. I mean, your fucking personality turns me on. You have no idea. I'm a fucking weirdo and you're a fucking weirdo and I fucking love that. And I see you and I see stars in my eyes, but that might just be the glitter that's all over my fucking face because we're both such fucking weirdos. So fucking kiss me already. And let's talk about Matt Damon and John Damon and all the Damons that came from Boston, okay? It's fucking awesome life.
So they make out, and he's like, bye-bye, friend zone. So then Rob and Jess are fighting again. Rob's like, oh, this hot and cold shit. I just don't like this. She's like, I don't either. Like, you're done already. You're just looking for an excuse. Ah.
That's you projecting yourself, isn't it? Got you.
You're being hot and cold. You're making me hot and cold. You are.
Yeah, he's like, so why did I just change my ticket to Bali? Please answer me that.
I'm like, the reason why you changed your ticket to Bali is because you were still pursuing her. And then when you did that, you like achieved what you needed to achieve. And then once you did that, now it's all gone to shit. Okay, I watched Love Island. I know the way these stupid relationships work. It's all about the pursuit. And once you've pursued it, and once you've gotten it and done and gotten your kudos for being a good boyfriend, now you can stop being a good boyfriend and start being an asshole. That's what's happening here.
Also, there's a little part where it cuts to Tom and Malia, and he's like, so, when are we getting married? And she goes, I'd marry you. But then on Instagram, on her stories, she had something that said, you were my type. Wait. Oh, God, I'm ruining it, of course. Sorry, guys.
Potatoes, I don't have it pulled in the bin. Up.
But she's like, yeah, you were good for a while, but my taste has changed, and now my taste is champagne. I don't know, something like that. Like, I'm the worst. Sorry I even brought it up, guys. No, it
sounds about right for like a sassy Malia moment.
Yeah.
You're all like, right, wow, for a while, but now my taste is champagne.
Yeah, something like that. So I don't know if there's trouble in paradise.
So now Rob is telling us, he's like, Jess fucked with me. I don't know what he said is cursed, but I think it was maybe fucked or I don't know. But he's like, Jess bleeped with me a little too much and I feel broken. That's how I feel. Well, how about maybe next time you just don't text your ex like right under her nose and not be upfront about it, and then say these passive aggressive things to wind her up, and then gaslight her and say shit like be present when she's just trying to have a fun story. How about that, Rob?
Yeah, and that brings us to the end of Below Deck. What will happen next in this crazy, crazy relationship? I don't care. Bring back Anna. I'm bored.
Yeah, this is a terrible, terrible relationship. And just send them off to the Rocinante and give us some new people.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, that will do it for this episode of Below Deck Mediterranean. Thanks so much for being here.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher Than High Res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
The Wyndham Beneath Our Wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.